Oh, you are listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh on RG 98.5. That track was Miss Cressida, and...
It was, and we have Miss Cressida on the other end of the line, in specificity Oscar, I believe, is there, but are the other guys with you?
They are indeed.
Oh, well, hello everyone. How's it all going this morning?
Very good, man.
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Wonderful.
Just the cacophony.
I love all it. The voices, that's all we love. That's all we
all
love.
All the voices at once. Yes, we're here talking to Miss Cressida. Not only is this a guest list, but also we're talking about your tour. Yes. You guys are playing the Dark Room, what, tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Yeah. See, I'm just so excited.
Tomorrow night. What? Friday today. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Carry the one. Yes. Mm-hmm. So how excited are you guys for that show tomorrow night? And how's the tour been so far?
Mm. We're pretty hugely excited. Yeah. Tour's been pretty awesome so far. We're currently... posted in Dunedin for a few days, just
nice.
Enjoying the South Island
in the chalet.
Yeah, in the chalet backpackers.
Oh,
wow, fancy.
You're talking to us from a stinky dank room.
What could spell tour better than a stinky dank room in Dunedin? Hello. You know.
100%. This is the dream.
Yeah. Exactly.
You guys have been touring with some amazing guests as well at every stop. Neve Strang, Porpoise, Hot Donna's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about all those guests? What's it like playing alongside some other amazing artists?
Mm.
It's fantastic, eh? So Hot Donna's played with us in Wellington too. And yeah. I think every guest we've just really gotten along with.
Mm.
Yeah. And yeah, there's just an amazing kind of music scene all throughout New Zealand. Everyone's just super awesome, super talented. So we're pretty stoked to be playing with some cool bands.
Yes.
Lovely. That's what we like to hear.
We're going
to
clip that because that was fantastic soundbiting. I agree with you, the New Zealand music scene.
Love that. I just wanted to ask, how did you guys, I mean, from what I've heard, you guys had, you know, very not stereotypical, but, you know, you guys were all hanging around at uni and you're like, we all play music, let's play music together. Was that the kind of creation of Miss Cressida, or was there a little bit more to the story?
Eli here, the singer.
Hello, Eli.
hello. I just wrote some music when I was 18, 17.
Mm.
And then I knew Aaron, the drummer, since we were like five.
Like year two, yeah. Like we've been playing music together since like year five, year six in primary school.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then I just kind of met some people and then we started making some music.
Lovely.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of, that's all that's really to it, yeah.
I love that.
4 years later.
Yeah.
That's what we love. That's the perfect origin story right there. And this is a guest list brought to you by NZ On Air. So you guys have picked some songs for us to play, which we love. The first one, the older song, we have Sitting Inside My Head by Supergroove. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, that's such a good song.
It's just classic. You just can't go wrong, man. Like, you just can't be mad at it. Always good times. Can't be angry when it comes on.
Just good vibes all around.
Hell yeah. I'm really excited to hear this track. So thanks you guys for picking it. Yes. Miss Cressida, we will talk to you after playing this track. That is Supergroove, Sitting Inside My Head. It's always sitting inside mine.
All right. talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Cheers.
Buildings closing, windows are boarding. I think about you. When I hear a door slam in the wind, and the glass on the mat says welcome, I think about you, you, you. Sitting inside my head, laughing at what I said. Come on, baby, let's have another toast. You might think I'm dead, laughing at my expense. Let's fill the cup, let's wash away the ghost. Table. I keep telling
clothes and windows are boarded. I think about you when I hear a door slam in the wind and the glass on the mat says welcome. I think about you. I think about you.
That song right there was Sitting Inside My Head by Super Groove, chosen by Miss Cressida. And what a song it was. What a song it was. Thank you guys so much for bringing that to our attention this morning.
No problem at all. Good to hear it.
Yeah, it's fantastic to hear it here.
You've taken me places, frankly.
Yeah, Ben knew every word. Ben was here singing along.
Oh, a jam. Anyways, yes, we are talking with Miss Cressida. You guys are on your EP release tour right now, of course.
Mm.
And so, I mean, surely you're in the mindset to be making tunes right now.
Mm.
Do you have any spoilers for what might be ahead, Miss Cressida, worldwide?
Or are you just riding the wave of Green Street?
Mm.
Currently riding the green wave.
Nice.
Green wave.
There's definitely more music coming in the future, but as of right now, it seems like a good idea to write music on tour. But it's mainly just eating and then
a bit dusty.
Yeah,
being really full.
Exactly. You could be riding that green wave in many ways on a tour. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah, gosh.
But do you guys want to tell us a little bit about Green Street? How did it come about? How did you guys, you know, get together and be like, all right, boys, let's crack down and make an EP? You know, what was the, I guess, inspiration for this collection of tracks?
We'd had them for a while. These are songs that we've been gigging for a few years now, and I guess we finally just got some money and decided to take them to the studio.
Lockdown.
Nice.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
As simple as that, frankly, yeah. And what does the future hold? Like, in a year, 2 years, 5 years' time? And what do you think, this is a huge question, but like, what do you think the state of music will be? Because you guys you're cemented within a genre that we're seeing burst on the scene right now. So yeah, where do you think it's going to end up?
Mm.
Hopefully, like, to play some cool festivals, I reckon. I think that's definitely next on our agenda. Maybe even record another EP or an album.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the moment, after the tour, we're kind of just going to buckle down and do heaps of writing. So
awesome.
Just some admin, yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, a bit of admin. Oh, gosh,
It's got to be done.
That's the majority of music, pretty much, admin.
Yeah, 10% music making, 90% admin.
That's true.
I want to ask as well, just because this is always just fun for me to know. Mm. When you guys are on these tours and you're going to these places, do you guys have any requests for your, like, riders when you get to a new place, you know? Do you want M&Ms but only the green ones or something ridiculous like that? Or are you just like, you know what, just give me a couple beers and we're good to go?
it's honestly just beers.
Nice.
Solid.
Yeah, we roll up to the venue and we kind of just look around for a beer and go, what's the deal with beers?
How many free ones do we get?
Yeah,
exactly.
There's four
God.
Of us, so you said like five beers, but that's five each, right? Like, you know, we're, beautiful.
Today's
that's
show,
what we like to hear.
Today's show is sponsored by Three Boys Brewery, so we've got to ask what your favourite drink is. Doesn't have to be Three Boys, but that would be great for the bit.
Because we're from Wellington, Garage Project. That's kind of just the go-to, really, in Wellington. Yeah.
Or highly rate Heyday. There's a Heyday. There's another brewery in the middle of Wellington. Pretty awesome.
Or just a Kingy Strong.
Yeah, Kingy Strong.
Nothing like a Kingy Strong.
I think we're going to wrap this up after here. you guys.
No, we love it.
Here for the guest list, of course, sponsored by New Zealand On Air. Thank you, New Zealand On Air. But your new track is Mild Hive, Nick and Ruben. Do you want to tell us why you chose this track from these two guys?
They're just the homies.
Yeah, they're the two most lovely dudes I've ever met in my life. And they make amazing music.
yeah, they're just our mates, and we just think their music's exceptional. So, got to showcase it.
Yes. Fantastic. We love that. Well, you guys can catch Miss Cressida tomorrow at the Dark Room with Hot Donners. Tickets are via Eventbrite, and they're only $15. So you're getting a steal for a fun show. Just head on over to Facebook, and you will find it super dead easy. Any final things you guys want to shout out, promote, talk about before we play you out with Mild Hive by Nick and Ruben?
Oh, shout out Jamin, who's our guitarist, who is hopefully listening, but we've got no clue where he is this morning.
He's gone walkabouts.
Yeah,
he went to the jazz club and never came home.
You know,
that's how it is. He's gonna come back and be like, guys, I think we should become a jazz band.
Yeah, 100%.
God.
Yes. Other than that, no. Thanks for having us on, and catch us at Darkroom tomorrow night.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic. Ooh. Well, thank you guys so much once again for coming on. We really appreciate it. And best of luck for the rest of the tour.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you.
No worries. See you guys.
Space.